crew's trying to pull it up right now. I remember reading this when it broke. I don't know, what was Snowden, 12 years ago or whatever. And it COG, spying on people, doing cyber attacks, spoofing, blaming the Russians, the Chinese, stuff like that. And I remember the pandemic section dealing with lockdowns, continuity of government being kicked in. But go slow, because the crew's still looking. Where's the last place you found the Vault 7 document? On the WikiLeaks website? I know that was down for...
Yes, it is still on the WikiLeaks website, still in Vault 7. So pandemic is its own book, per se. It's not even like a section. It's its own book on how to do the pandemic. And
well, tell us real slow. Tell us real slow so we can pull it up. We're having... There it is. So you go to WikiLeaks website, and you type in... Yes.
Find Vault 7.
Yeah, there it is. There's Vault 7. Okay, now start over with what you were specifically talking about, because this is into the whole architecture of a martial law takeover. Remember, the Pentagon, under Obama's orders, actually funded and created COVID-19 at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Then it was moved. But tell us why this is important.
This is the Rosetta key to the whole thing. There is no pandemic. They announce it on the media. You go to their website that describes the pandemic. Then you go to the other government website that describes what the police are supposed to do. The word ConOps rooms had everything to do with reference with just a new name for a web page. So the continuity operations room, when you go to the web page, it tells you about the pandemic. That's the room you're in. And so they're just transferring people around, narrative architecturing people like cattle.
Yeah. They tell you in the SPARS document, 2025, 2028, that was a war game. General Flynn concurred that my analysis was correct. But it was written a couple years before the pandemic. It's all the same post for Twitter. They just changed the name, and then they actually used those exact posts. It was a rollout plan for the hysteria. So you think you're going to a government fusion center or a CDC data center, and really you're just being given press releases, pre-programmed, written by the CIA and written by John Hopkins in the Disease X tabletop drills of Event 201, and before that, Operation Lockstep is what you're saying.
Yes, America is the camel, and they're pulling us like a needle through the keyhole into the next. So it's not even just about what the people are going to be brainwashing. It's like, okay, now that you're the new government, this is everything that's going to happen, and this is all the power you're going to be given. You'll remember that Israeli guy on media recently saying, we need to keep people off of social media for authenticity. I got banned off of X recently. Guess what they listed it for? Authenticity. I appealed numerous times. They don't care. You know who followed me 3 days before that ban happened? Thomas Massie. So, you know, I don't have any other options but to just go to my city council, be important to my community, speak out against these things. Like, I'm just continually kept off social media. So, you referred to me before as one of your embedded reporters. I like that. I'm the same jaywalk that led all those marches in Ron Paul. So, anyway, long story short, there was my own Russian collusion that buried me in court cases. But I'll be free of that soon. So, what do you think about that, Alex?
Well, you're dead on. I remember scanning over that at the time, but I had forgotten that was in the Vault 7 documents from Edward Snowden. It's all mirrored in Lockstep 2010, Event 201 2019. And they even said we're going to use a Disease X to bring in all this control. But we're going to print the pandemic report from, 2014. And then it got leaked in 2017, 10 years ago. Thank you, Edward Snowden, for that. And notice they don't deny this is real. And I remember reading this at the time, and it mirrors Event 201, which was also written by the CIA with Bill Gates and John Hopkins, which is, again, a copy, basically, just updated, of Operation Lockstep. Amazing job. Thank you so much, Jay. All right. Victor Boot to talk about this, to talk about the latest on Russia, Ukraine, Iran, the Israeli infiltration, the Pentagon now openly warning of, and more. Things are coming to a head. Stay with us. And you're the Paul Revere's. Share that feed from X at Real Alex Jones Now and Rumble. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the coordinates of the resistance.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off Methylene Blue Tincture, Methylene Blue Caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit Caps and Gummies, up to 35% off Methylene Red Tincture, Colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just sea moss and shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it. And get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two of this live Tuesday, June 9th, 2026 transmission. Victor Boot is our guest, graciously joining us most Tuesdays when he and I can both be here. And this guy is a very famous businessman, very famous military guy, Eric Prince, you know, Russia style, and also was a 10-year political prisoner where he began listening to my show in prison on AM radio. And so he's a friend of the show. I've never really found anything he said that from my research wasn't accurate and, quite frankly, insightful. And so I want to get into just the update from last week, where we are with Iran, with Ukraine. Now, since he was on last Tuesday, you have the Pentagon coming out, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and the two other ones concurring. This isn't like a few people. This is the official report that we learned actually came out 3 weeks ago, but then they leaked it and then confirmed, no, we released it under authorization from the White House. So that means Trump, who also leaked to Axios 2 weeks ago that he doesn't like Netanyahu, and he told Axios that he told Netanyahu Sunday, if you don't end the war, keep dragging us into it, we're going to cut you loose and not even give you a good deal with Iran, and you're going to be on your own. Now, that doesn't take away from Trump's mistakes and the fact. This is not about a facelift for Trump. Every time I talk about this, I see the comments. Why are you saying Trump's good now? He's horrible. That's not what I'm saying. We want to end these wars. And if he got conned by Israel or sucked into this, and if he wakes up to that and gets on the off-ramp, that's a good thing. This isn't about Trump. And I never would have thought that weird anomaly, but I do pay attention to the comments about making it about, oh, no, the war's got to continue because Trump's evil. We don't want him to do something good because we hate Trump. It has nothing to do with Trump in the wider scale. It has to do with all of us. Now, Russia's been trying to have peace the whole time, but I have seen, after Putin started really bombarding them back and intensifying and threatening to go whole hog, that now Zelensky's at least talking about some type of ceasefire, and Putin says he wants one. They're talking about meeting each other and not having NATO and the Americans in the middle of it. To give you the inside baseball on that, because I don't know what's happening there, Victor Boot, who is a regional leader and obviously a big geopolitical insider in Russia, he breaks a lot of news here months before it actually comes out. He can give us his take on that. It's also a free-for-all on geopolitics, any of these issues where we have callers holding. I'm opening the phones up for everybody right now. We'll put the number up on screen for your questions or statements for Victor Boot, because it's all tied together. 512-266-0642. If you're outside the United States, the U.S. country code, and 512-266-0642. But you cannot overstate. This is for the first time since Israel was founded in 47, 48, that you've had three of the military's intelligence agencies, basically the three that deal with counterintelligence, all of them that deal with counterintelligence, coming out and saying Israel is now the number one threat to our national security. They have a, quote, unhinged, full court press, human intelligence, signals, spying, breaking into everything, sex operatives, whole nine yards. They got their eight-front war, demonizing, attacking domestic journalists, coming after people. I'm telling you, they're getting ready to do false flags. That's not in the report, but you know the Pentagon knows that. So to have the Pentagon come out and do this shows that they understand how dire this is to our national security. And what's crazy is we found out 2 weeks ago about the NDAA, or a week and a half ago, that integrates everything with the Israeli military and intelligence. Now I found 14 other bills that have the same wording in it. And these bills are progressing to the full House and Senate. They're out of committee. So Israel knows that we're starting to wake up and pull away, so they're moving a full internal bureaucratic palace coup here, and that signals they're going for broke. And so Trump is getting more hardline with Netanyahu a little bit. The question is that for real? I think it is, because the poll numbers are in the toilet. Everybody's turning against Trump. He said everybody hates Israel now because of Netanyahu. He wants to blame Netanyahu. Great, fine. He does get the most blame. You get it too, Trump. But it's not about, we can figure out, you know, the bad guys later. I just want to end this. So, Victor, that's kind of a gestalt I threw out. People can follow you on X at Real Victor Boot. We'll put it on screen. Thank you for being here with us. You can tackle all that that's interconnected wherever you want, enter into that, and give us your analysis. Thanks for being here.
Okay, great. And greetings from Moscow. So let's start. You're absolutely right. What's going on with Iran is really, and Israel becoming a basically just in center in front of every problem we have. It's not only that they're spying on your officials, at your intelligence community are worried about the Mossad more than they're worried about anybody else, but nevertheless, first problem that Israel is now, and especially Netanyahu, trying to stall all attempts at least to stop and get the solution and reopen Hormuz Strait, because it's damaging economy of entire world. And it's consequential because it's not only oil which is interrupted, but it's also fertilizer, which already start affecting even farmers in America. And accordingly, the recent news, even inflation in America start to picking up, and it's really, really bad sign. Either Netanyahu knows very well that the global is preparing a huge reset for the autumn, you know, kind of the huge financial crisis, where it would be, you know, a pandemic crisis and the 2009-2008 financial crisis combined. They're talking about the new, you know, great, great depression, or the great depression has to be started, because for globalists is only way, because they have basically understand their time is over and they need to do something. This is last their chance. Same true for the Netanyahu. If we analyze and see why Netanyahu so belligerent, well, because look, if he stops the war, he will go basically for prosecution and prison. So for him, keeping this endless war and having America finance this war is only way to stay in power or at least stay out of jail. So this would be a tough political decision in, you know, White House administration, knowingly that the Israeli lobby going to push everything to keep Israel afloat, still, you know, pay all the bills, provide them with all necessary assistance, help them to destroy whatever was damaged during Iranian attacks. And Netanyahu says, okay, look, I have to play it through and look for where I will see the chance, how I can stay in the power, how I can, you know, fool everybody else again. But the threats and why the Trump, I was thinking, why did Trump start to leak information to Axios about how he was shouting on the Netanyahu when he, you know, was the reason why the Iran start attacking the Israel and there is again tension? Well, eventually, as I said, this is the only way he can keep the power, keep the game going on, kick it further. By the way, just about half an hour, this was very interesting news, which happens, that there is was a $3 billion cash was flowing from Abu Dhabi to Tehran as a payment, so Iran holds attack on Israel. Think of this. And apparently, it's not America who giving this $3 billion, it's Israel. I don't know if it's true. It needs to be verified, but it's already several sources, not only Mario Nafal, but it's also Iran Observer who was...
Well, Mario Nafal is a very, very excellent source. He's the real deal. So let's pull up Mario Nafal's latest statement. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so things are moving very quickly. I just want to say something for the listeners. You're not just saying stuff. The globalists, the Club of Rome, the WEF, they all admit the EU's demographics, the old order, they're in the worst position. Then you've got all their other globalist systems that are basically falling apart because of their actions and behaviors, and that whether they like it or not, there's going to be a multipolar world that won't just break into two poles, but three or four, which I like decentralization and real competition. And so you're right. They say, for those that don't look it up, their only business plan is total war, totalitarianism, to clamp down on their domestic populations. Remember, historically, big imperial wars are usually about quelling uprisings and problems domestically. Okay? So people have to understand that this Iran war, even bigger than Iran being the target, was the economy of the world for BlackRock, who's celebrating because they want everybody to go bankrupt so they can use economic warfare to take over. Their old Ponzi scheme's coming to an end. They need a global war to be able to force their new ESG, central bank digital currency system, over the world to be able to shut down the BRICS. At the end of the day, this is all about propping up the old globalist empire and having it come out of its cocoon as this demonic, fire-breathing dragon that basically consumes the whole world in a digital straitjacket. So I just wanted to elaborate and say you're absolutely right.
Correct. This is, right direction, what you said. Moreover, look at the situation, what's happened. Last week in St. Petersburg was a St. Petersburg Economic Forum, which is like Russian Davos style. And Putin was also having a very lengthy speech. And day before, he was answering on the question of the heads of the news agency of the world, including the Western one. Think of this. He invited those who usually never said anything good about Russia just to make sure they can ask their sharp question, and he was answered. The most funny part was that, think of this. This was a very interesting news which Putin broke, that there is one of the Russian oligarchs or businessmen, how he named, was invited to go to Kyiv and discuss some issues. So finally, when he came to the, and he contacted the Putin to said, look, they're inviting me to go there, and eventually there is would be talk about some peace deal, what I should do. So Putin said, I cannot really, commission you for this mission, because there is a people who specially train, there is a Ministry of the of Foreign Affairs, there is a Ministry of Defense who need to be involved in this negotiation. But okay, whatever they have, go and listen what's going to happen. So this was a basically set up a trap. First of all, Zelensky then publicly published his open letter to Putin, calling him for the direct meeting to stop the war, claiming that, hey, we need to stop this war between us. We don't need to bring in America, which was a sharp rebuke to the Trump. And eventually was a kind of the, PR stamp just to get again back to the world opinion. So Putin was said, look, why I need to meet with this expired president of Ukraine? There is nothing to discuss. It should be, everything should be discussed before we can meet to settle something. But then the question, if he is legitimate one, if he do not has a power by the constitution to sign an agreement, what would be value of his signature of these documents? But then think of these Ukrainians instead of, try to use at least diplomacy, not the megaphone, diplomacy, to negotiate these very sensitive issues. Well, Zelensky said, okay, he revealed the name of this businessman, and it was Abramovich, who went to Kyiv, and apparently Zelensky, tried to force him to pay money to him, about $2.5 billion, which he earned from selling the football club in England, which named Chelsea. So this is a scandal by itself, just showing that the Ukrainians also, like globalists, because they are this client, they are their project, in the panic mode, because they understand their time life is about to be finished. Not only that the Kremlin decide and launch hypersonic attack and eventually will kill Zelensky, not this, but they are basically in strategic position where we cannot win, and they just will face defeat, and this defeat will only give them possibility either to surrender if they don't understand that they have a still last chance to negotiate.
Victor, you answered my question, and I want you to elaborate. Decipher it for us, because I usually can figure out what's going on because I follow each piece and then the different pieces, and so I've usually got a good idea. But Zelensky normally is very belligerent. As you said, he comes out and says, oh, I want to meet with you, not the Americans. We need to fix this. And then Putin, I know, who's starting to really use the stick, was like, I want to meet too. Well, even though he obviously knows Zelensky's always just deceptive, or Zelensky being halfway truthful. And you said, no, it's another PR move. But at the same time, Ukraine is collapsing. They admit they are. And under more attacks, they're going to fully fold, I would say, very quickly. So what is Zelensky's exit window? I mean, if I was him, I'd just take my money and run.
Well, for him, he looking for the best opportunity. He is still dreaming that if he will wait till the November election in the United States, when the Trump lose the majority and become really in position where his friend Democrat or globalist go back and will block every his decision, and then he eventually will watch how he can negotiate his safe exit or safe ramp out. But unfortunately, is none are left, because his buddy in Europe are basically in the same position, whether we're talking about the trio of the President Macron, Steimer of the Great Britain, and the Schulz, Chancellor Schulz in Germany. They both are so unpopular that between three of them, there would be hardly a 50% ratings. So now these three invited Zelensky into London to negotiate what we're going to do, how we can pull it out so all of us stay in power. And eventually, believe me, these people will do all the tricks. And that's why they also belligerently supporting Ukraine, calling the Europe to go to war against Russia, because for them, there is only one way to stay in power. And this is a moment when democracy already been dead, and these people now planning the coup to declare a dictatorship. And this group who was elected, basically, now will turn this democracy or republic into nightmare dictatorship.
And if you look at Zelensky, years and years, no elections, a dictator, banning even his loyal political opposition, banning the Orthodox Russian Church that founded Ukraine and Russia, all of that. Now Netanyahu is using that same tactic to stay in power. It's so dangerous. And from my sources and just watching Trump and knowing he was the leaker confirmed now, and now it's public statements against Netanyahu, I think legitimately he understands that and was conned into believing the mullahs would fall quickly and it'd be this great victory. He was high off the Maduro capture. Now he says on the way back, we're going to take out Cuba. So he wants that consolation prize. And I think the CIA might pull a Bay of Pigs 2.0 on them. I want to revisit that with you in a moment and see where you think the Ukraine situation is going, because nobody's been as accurate as you've been with the bad news. Turns out last night, on the anniversary of the USS Liberty false flag attack that was coordinated with President Johnson to be blamed on Egypt, that's been partially declassified. I interviewed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff before he died, and the judge advocate generals, and they saw the classified material. Where they planned to sink the ship, but the Israelis couldn't sink it despite torpedoes and thousands of holes and cannons and rockets and everything else and napalm. I was saying yesterday, I wonder if Israel will do a false flag on the anniversary. Well, Iran is not taking credit. An Apache helicopter of the Strait of Hormuz got shot down. The pilots were saved. This is just now breaking. Trump says U.S. must respond after Iran shoots down helicopter over Strait of Hormuz. We can't find a statement yet. It's not taking credit for it. So Israel every time has gone in and hit Lebanon, hit other areas, hit Iran. Every time there's a peace deal, Trump said, don't do it again. And then is Trump going to just buy this? Why would the Iranians? Now, I know their forces are compartmentalized, and so I'm not going to say some Iranian with a missile might not have taken a pot shot at the Apache. But this has to be investigated as a potential false flag because of the timing. Victor Boot.
Well, first of all, this is not first time. Most probably a false flag attack, because Iranian very accurate. When they, doing something, they immediately putting and said, we shot down this, we shot down that. And it was never, any exaggeration in their report.
And they always say, we just fired missiles. And it turned out, even in some of the Arab countries, they say, we don't think these drones came out of Iran 2 weeks
Correct.
Ago, and remember the false flag 2 weeks ago blamed on Russia with the drones.
The recent attack, it was on the where it was in Qatar, I guess, when there was a direct hit into the center used for logistics for military purposes. Then Iranians came and said, "Hey, it's not our job. We never aim on it. This is a false flag operation, and this is over and over." during the past 3 months, Iranians several times stepped forward and to said, we never attack that facility or another one, because when they attack, including even data centers, including the banks belonging to United States and United Arab Radars. Emirates or other facilities, they would be always, you know, openly saying, yes, this was our target, we hit it, and this is how and why we did it. But when the Israelis using and blame on them something to do or some other forces, you know, that's eventually 100% qualifying like a false flag attack. And then, you know, we hope that the at least Trump administration will take really, you know, serious attention to that matter, investigate. If Iranian says, no, they didn't shut down the Apache helicopter, you know, that's probably so, because Iranians are not interested in escalation. And believe me, they've just been forced to answer. And this was the recent attack on Israel was only way to bring the attention that the Israelis, despite the agreement that they have a ceasefire, including Lebanon, are still keeping bombing and killing every day people in Lebanon, including children, just, you know, flattening areas like in Gaza, in the southern Lebanon.
I agree. We'll get to that. We'll get to Israel's war crimes next segment. That's important to review. But unfortunately, we got video of this when we come back, or we'll go to it right now. Trump says U.S. must respond after Iran shoots down a helicopter on the Strait of Hormuz. And then you got Afghan channels saying, oh, yeah, Iran did it. You follow those channels. It's connected back to Vault 7 type behavior. So just because you see something on X doesn't mean it's true. Here's a short excerpt. Trump just has bought it so far and looks like he's taking the bait here. But this is just perfect timing. I'm not saying it's a false flag, but all evidence points towards it. And, Victor, you said a few weeks ago that attack that they said Russia did with the drone turned out they had to back off, and that now they don't know where the drone came from. So expect a lot more of this. Let's go to this clip of the president. Here it is.
President Trump says American helicopter pilots are safe this morning after an Apache gunship went down near the Strait of Hormuz.
The pilots are fine, yeah.
And what?
Nobody injured. We are going to issue a report tomorrow, but the pilots are fine.
This morning, U.S. Central Command saying the helicopter went down while it was, quote, patrolling regional waters, and that the soldiers were rescued within 2 hours and are in stable condition. Apache helicopters are part of the U.S. military's presence in the Persian Gulf, where Iran and the U.S. are in a blockade standoff, with Iran blocking the Strait of Hormuz and the U.S. blocking access to Iran's ports, turning back and disabling ships. The competing closures are driving up oil prices. President Trump says the American one is working to pressure Iran to make concessions.
The blockade continues to hold.
Let's stop 100%. There. We're going to come back from break with Victor Boot. Follow him on X at Real Victor Boot. It's important to add again, we've been checking. The Iranians have not taken credit. The Afghanistan army, whatever that is, says just in, media claims the IRGC has shot down a U.S. AH-64 Apache helicopter of the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. sources confirm an Apache went down in the area, but the cause remains unclear. Reports indicate all crew members were successfully rescued. Now, Trump late last night made that statement, but then there was no coverage until about 30 minutes ago. Now it's everywhere that Iran did it. Iran is silent from what we've seen. We're going to try to find out, but this is all very suspicious on the anniversary of the USS Liberty, which is a confirmed Israeli false flag, in coordination with LBJ. Really, Operation Northwoods 2.0 to blame Egypt and Russia. They wanted to go to full war with Russia. That's just happens over and over again. We'll be right back.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need... You know, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, no, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Victor Boot is our guest. Couldn't have a more informed individual on what's happening globally and super accurate from all my research. Basically concur basically on almost everything. He just has more knowledge than I do because he's in Russia. I have more knowledge than he does on U.S. issues as I'm here. And the sources, just like he has the sources in Russia, I have the sources here, and he has sources around the world, so do I. And my goal is to get things right and to pragmatically promote freedom worldwide and a pro-human future. We don't have enough of that. And I want to just be clear. When I was trying during the break to think about it all, Zelensky's been caught in more than 100 false flags. And remember, they've attacked the big nuclear reactor a bunch and say it was Russia. And then even the UN comes in and says, no, it's the Ukrainians with missiles and shells. They're firing artillery at giant nuclear reactor, biggest in Europe. They've blown up all sorts of pipelines, not just Nord Stream, and blamed it on the Russians. They fired missiles repeatedly into Poland, and to the Poles' credit, they intercept them and have the tail numbers. The Ukrainians don't even remove their tail numbers. I mean, it's just or the markings on the damn missiles. And then Zelensky's like, no, the Russians did an attack now. NATO. Well, I mean, this man is insane, a cokehead. And so you got this drone a few weeks ago going into one of the countries, and then they say it's Russia instantly. And of course, Putin said, show me the proof. Of course, it wasn't true. And then the telemetry shows it didn't come out of there, probably launched out of the same country. They've been launching drones by the Belarus border, into other areas and into other countries. So this is just full tilt boogie. Russia does not want war. Their country's the biggest in the world. They can't even exploit 10% of their resources. It's the same story for 500 years or longer. And it's official. The EU wants to break Russia in five parts. They talk to us like we're children, and we don't know this. So now with this helicopter situation on the anniversary of the USS Liberty, they sat on it with almost no attention until 45 minutes ago. Now it's Iran. It's their fault. Iran better get ahead of this. I know other communications are shut off. Their news sites are shut off, but they need to be clear about this because Trump's turning against Netanyahu. And then what did I say last week and yesterday? I said, this is false flag time, baby. I mean, that's the card that you play. So, Victor, you got cut off by the break. Give us your view on this. Let's look at the Greater Israel Project. Is it desperateness masquerading as confidence and bravado and hubris and chutzpah? Or is it just insanity? Because I don't think Netanyahu's classically crazy. Ben Gavir, who we know really calls the shots, is completely out of his mind. He goes and tortures detainees on TV. I mean, the man's completely psychotic on so many fronts. They're already selling, preparing to sell land in southern Lebanon, where they just carpet bomb 30,000+ Christian homes, thousands of people killed, hundreds of churches and shrines blown up. I mean, if Israel is trying to turn the world against it, it's done it. So looking into the larger picture before we take some calls, is there any way to, you think, put pressure on the psychotics running Israel to get them to deviate from this plan?
Well, you see, there is a very much common between the Zelensky and Netanyahu, not only the same ethnicity, belonging to the Jewish people, but also basically very similar pattern of behavior. Instead of coming forward and be straightforward, admit something, no, they better go for these dirty tricks, you know, trying to think that they can outsmart the entire world. Well, sooner or later, they have to be held responsible for what they're doing, and this is coming pretty, pretty quick. So only solution, I guess, that's the as soon as the United States understand that Israel become too toxic, even not only for international, you know, relation, but even for the domestic agenda in the United States, despite all the pro-Israeli lobbies and the other factors where the Israeli have been literally calling shots in the United States, finally, he will stop and, all the assistance without which Israel cannot just physically exist. And then, you know, either they change the government and come to their senses and really go and try to settle for peace with their neighbors without the plans of the greater Israel. Because look, it's very, very mind-blowing. How come that the Jewish state, Israel, for past, you know, it's since 1949 year of existence, never been able to negotiate a proper peace with their neighbors? And there was a three wars, okay, since that. But even with the Abrahamic Accord, which is Trump also sponsored by the administration, apparently the closest neighbors to Israel, like Saudi Arabia, don't want to sign, or, in matter of fact, other ones, Arabic countries. And it took a lot of efforts for Trump administration to force them to. So I think in the proper conditions, there should be a different administration in Israel who understand that their future only depends if they can establish the proper normal relation with their neighbors. And they can be self-sufficient state, not only depending on the constant flow of the support and free money from United States taxpayers. And they have to stop using United States like a host where they parasitizing on this, you know, and getting all resources from the American society. That's basically coming, and it's coming maybe even sooner than we can imagine. Because believe me, everything runs until there is a gas in the tank. But gas in the tank has tendency to finish. And if you cannot refill it, your car will not move any further. And we're coming to this stage. So United States will stop either by political will of the president and administration, or will stop because economical crisis will hit so hard United States with this, you know, global reset, that they would forget where Israel is and what they need. And then, you know, this would be very dark days for Israel.
And then Israel will do a new 9/11. Netanyahu was in power then. Israel was 100% at the heart. It was a completely staged event. We documented it at the time. And that is my big concern, is Israel will just keep doubling down. That's why we have to inoculate people to false flags. Do you agree with that, Victor Boot? And then I want to take some phone calls.
Correct. Yeah, you're absolutely right, because they are masters of the false flag, provocation, deception operation. And what they understand, and it's perfectly what they're doing, is openly doing info wars for entire humanity. And, you know, we need to be aware, if we don't buy this, that nothing they can achieve, because the war going on the, you know, control of our minds, first of all, and then control of anything else, resources and something else. And here, Israel's, we need to give them due credit. They are masters in this.
They really are. And but even a lot of the top Israelis have said that Netanyahu's bit off more than he can chew. I'm just really concerned about that, obviously. I want to take some phone calls. Robert, Bart, Joe, Renee, Will, and Kyle. We'll get to all of you with Victor Boot. Be sure and follow him on X at Real Victor Boot. I remember when he was coming on the first few years ago, I said, you've got to start doing shows. And he said, well, people are telling me that, because he's very articulate and very smart. And now I see him doing a lot of big shows and a lot of success getting the truth out there. And I see the first caller, Robert, says Russia-Ukraine war, Putin-Zelensky peace talks. And there's another caller. Actually, we'll go to Kyle first. He's been holding longer. U.S. relations closer with Russia, not Israel. Let's just state the facts, okay? British intelligence is historical facts. Solzhenitsyn wrote about it. It's been declassified. Anthony Sutton, who I knew, the Senate classified archivist, wrote four books on it. They wanted to take out the czars. They wanted the land. So the British royalty, the cousins, double-crossed them, shipped in a bunch of money and a bunch of Russian-speaking Jews out of New York and London. They only took Moscow for the first year or so. Then they took over the rest of the country. They killed tens of millions of Christians. And then Stalin was seen as a hero because he kicked, you know, Lenin died, and then Trotsky had to leave. I'm not going to do a whole history lesson for people, but this is on record that then Russia was basically partially captured and for the globalist exploitation, just like we have been now captured to do this. So what Russia has gone through the last 85 years, we are now going through. And we have this globalist lobby with the British Empire command and controlling it, with the same alliance with Jews that are pushing this global ideology. It's the same damn playbook. And why not? It almost took the world over. And now let's be clear. The EU, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and the U.S. and Canada are the new Russia. So we sit there and point at Russia all day and look at our policies just like they had. It's the same crap. And Putin has rightly pointed that out, so Christianity's the answer. They haven't defeated Soros' networks. They've pushed them back 90%. But look what they just did with Orban, getting him out. So this is what we're dealing with. And so I want to just be clear. Russia is not the enemy. Russia is not the enemy. And you had the globalist project with Rockefeller putting Mao Zedong in, and now they've kind of broken away. But it's the same thing, where they capture a country, they exploit it for global domination, then those countries kind of pull themselves away. Russia's almost pulled away. China's partially pulled away. We're starting to pull away. And if we can just pull away, it's over for the British Empire and the Rothschilds and their damn project. Victor, do you agree that's a basic boil down of what we're dealing with here?
Correct, because look, from get-go, communism was the basically project sponsored, invented, and pushed with the help of the Jews by the globalists. And now what Russia went through this, last more than 100 years of last history is exactly reversing this damage what was done. And yes, it's a lot of historical facts proving it. And now we are in this situation where globalists now deciding that this is a final battle. They want to go for the global dominance. And for them, again, Russia now is only obstacle for their global domination. Because look, if Russia wouldn't be there, they would finally corner the Chinese and, you know, negotiate with them, you know, or do some agreements. We know how the especially European globalist elites are basically depending on China on many issues, and how they try to rebuild their relation.
And by the way, that's not your opinion. No. President Brzezinski, who has been the master of all this, even though he's dead, he's the most important guy, total Russophobe. He wrote five books on just Russia obviously the grand chessboard is the one everybody should read. And he said, we got to get Russia, then everything falls. So everything, Victor Boot's not, everything he's saying is true. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So believe me, and even what Russia is doing now in Ukraine, it's not only, we are not only protecting our sovereignty and our future. We're basically protecting future of entire humanity. Because if this globalist will succeed and, you know, somehow get Russia under control, bring up some puppet government, or, you know, what their plan is not only break it in five, actually, you know, pieces. They want to break it into the 32, you know, small, you know, kind of the territories who have to fight each other constantly, you know, using the, you know, ethnical differences or fight for resources. And that's how they want to grab this resource.
Well, I want you to come back soon and just look at that for like 30 minutes, because I didn't know that. I know the official EU plan is five parts. Wow, they have a plan. I'm sure you've got it. Please have it on air. 30 plus. Incredible. And that's their plan here, to break us in at least 14 pieces. Absolute divide and conquer, balkanization. Let's take some phone calls. Let's go to Kyle, then Robert, Bart, Joe, Renee, and Will. Kyle, thanks for holding. You're on the air in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Oh, that's awesome, man. It's truly simpatico, man. Like, what I wanted to say was exactly what you said. And then he tied it up perfectly. Like, literally, these are the same people doing the same exact thing. The Jews have been thrown out of, like, what, 1,000 countries? And it's like the same people have just been moving back and forth to keep us all against each other. And I look at somebody like Victor Boot. He looks like one of my dad's friends or somebody I grew up with. Like, they should be our brothers. We should be coming together with them. They have all the resources. We're not getting anything from Israel out of all of this. And that was my question that they asked me or whatever.
Well, let's be clear. And I want to be 100% clear. The British Empire did divide and conquer. Napoleon did it as well. And yes, Israel and the Jews are heavily involved. But let's just be clear. Jews didn't invent the great game or balkanization. Look what England, you know, the British Empire did in India. The point is that they're using the great game. And because there were a bunch of Russian Jews that lived in other parts of the world, they were used to go in and take down. So I think it's important to just not make this Jewish centric. We have to understand at the heart of this is the British Empire. Victor, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. Look, the globalists, you know, this is the core of the global cabal, using the Jews like they're, you know, hitmans. They're sending them, they in cahoots with them. And this we also need to divide. You know, there is a bunch of the absolutely normal, you know, representative of the Jewish population all over the world who integrated, who is a great part and contributing. Even in Russia, we have many, many people of Jewish ethnicity who are real Russian patriots and will, you know, take a bullet for the motherland, not for the Israel. Despite that, I don't want to bring attention that all Jews are bad or whatever, but this, you know, we're talking about our common enemy of entire...
We're talking about the historical what's happened in Russia. It's just a fact. We're just stating facts.
Correct.
Caller, I wasn't trying to be mean to you. I just want to clarify. Anything else, Kyle?
Yeah. Man, honestly, I love both of y'all. Y'all are awesome. I've been wanting to talk to you forever, man. Thanks.
Well, thank you, brother. All right, Robert. Thank you. Robert in California. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. And thank you, Victor Booth. An honor to speak with you. Exactly like the last caller said, both of your analysis is just amazing. It's 100%. And my question was, what's your thought on the letter that Zelensky sent to Putin, and then afterwards he was doing drone strikes in St. Petersburg. And just like you were saying, Zelensky is exactly like Netanyahu, just breaking ceasefires and attacking Russia. And now Zelensky today,
well, in general, Netanyahu and Netanyahu and Zelensky, literally 95% of the time, whatever they say, it's the opposite, which actually makes them very predictable. But they still do it because the media buys it and some people still believe it. Victor Boot, your take on what he just said. Thanks, Robert.
Well, look, this letter is only meant to, it was a stunt, political stunt, like a trap. They would thinking that, you know, if Putin will not comment or answer for this letter, then he will say, look, Russia don't want the war. I wrote the letter. It was a publicly open because I have no way to deliver it to him, and he refused peace negotiation. Heck no, you know, the Putin and the Kremlin officially commented. They said, look, whatever is mentioned there, that's fine. We're not against negotiation. But before we meet, we need to understand what this meeting about.
Well, that's what I figured. There's Ukraine intensifying attacks. Russia responds, and Zelensky plays peacenik. So Putin responds back, yes, peace, be friends.
Correct. And this is not only this open letter to this, but look, the Zelensky perfectly understand, since the Russia destroyed their energy infrastructure, and they, for the winter season, is no way they can keep not only heat, but lights inside the entire country. Basically, Zelensky sacrificed own country to this global satanist, because we recently see the data. Think of this. Now in Ukraine, for each baby born, there is a three people dead. This is a worse ratio in the entire world. Think of this. The country is not only collapsing, it's literally being killed. And the president, who's supposed by constitution, by everything else, defend and protect best national interests, do not want to do this. And not only he lost its legitimacy over 2 years ago because he don't want to go for election, you know, and when Trump told him, yeah, you need to do something, there was talk, and then they said, no, we better wait. And entire government, entire all, there is nobody in Ukraine left who has at least a small shred of legitimacy.
How long do you think Ukraine can hold on? Two quick questions, we'll go back to calls, but I've noticed that you've had top ministers in Ukraine threatening to kill the Belarus leader and threatening Belarus. What is the point of that? And then how long do you think Ukraine can hold on the current pressure Russia's putting on them?
Well, they can't, but look, this is situation. He need to invent and hold attention, especially of his puppet masters in London, in Europe, to say, hey, we able to attack everybody. Look, we're doing terrorist attack. We're killing the children in the college in Starobelsk. We're attacking the innocent travelers in the bus, which coming from Crimea to Moscow and killing seven of them. We're coming to this because he created the entire industry. His soldiers are actually getting points which they can monetize, not by destroying military targets or soldiers, by just killing a...
So it's as you said years ago, it's a terror campaign. It stunts and that's it.
Correct. All right. And they're thinking by creating this terror attack, they can, you know, call for Russian population to revolt and make somewhat regime change.
Let's go to Joe in Tennessee. He's been holding the longest. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air. Thanks.
Hey, Victor. Hey, Alex. You know, I'm not really surprised that Zelensky is destroying Ukraine. I mean, you have to understand, it's all part of a satanic blood ritual to kill white Christian people and depopulate Ukraine. And they get to kill Slavs also, you know, which are other Christian people that a certain demographic seems to hate. They hate the Slavic Russian people. They seem to hate Christians, and they like to slaughter us. And so I think it's something that we have to address. And, you know, now they're going to try to get white American troops to go die in Iran and kill the Aryan Iranians. And meanwhile, it's always the same people behind this stuff. What is it? The matriarch of the Rothschild family said there'd be no wars in Europe without their influence. And I think we can't look the other way and blame it on the World Bank or anything else. Let's just call a spade a spade. Trump's presidency is being ruined by these people. He promised to end the Ukraine war. He won't. Let's say Zelensky. The Epstein files, the Charlie Kirk assassination, and now the Iran war. When my friends used to say, oh, Joe, Trump's going to get us in a war with Iran. I said, no way he would do that. It would destroy his presidency, and it would destroy his legacy. But they must have something on him, hence the Epstein files. But, you know, it really is a shame because all us populists, MAGA, you guys like you, Alex, who's being destroyed by Trump's Justice Department, not defending you, and guys like Dan Bongino coming out of the government now and attacking Tucker Carlson and Candace and people like you, all our friends, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We can't make excuses for Trump anymore. We can't defend Trump anymore. Trump is a monster. And I love the guy.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. You made your points, and I see your points. That's what my listeners do, though. Not all of them, but a big percentage. When I'm trying to get Trump to do the right thing, you say, stop defending Trump. I'm not defending what Trump did. It's terrible. I'm trying to get him to wake up and stop the war. He's the president. He's the commander in chief. Those are two separate subjects. You just heard the caller, Victor. He's thinking like trying to get Trump to do the right thing, engaging Trump. He thinks it's some type of treason. Can you? What's your view on that?
Well, that's a very, very right, you know, thought which the caller and you are telling. You know, at least since the Trump is still a president, and, you know, we have to call to his common sense to say, look, you've been sworn on your, you know, inauguration day. And in this speech, entire humanity was listening with this kind of finally somebody adult in this room. Finally, somebody who said, like, stop this all foreign entanglement, stop the unnecessary foreign wars. Let's focus on rebuilding America. And that's what is needed. If America will mind its business and rebuild it, invest to its own infrastructure, believe me, the entire world will follow suit. And instead of having this, you know, waste of all resources and endless disruption of economics, you know, because otherwise we gonna end up without no other choice with the self-destruction.
The total war. Well, remember what Putin said earlier in the peace deal? He offered to give, what, $37 trillion in rare earth minerals to the U.S., exclusive access. And he said, we'll cut our defense budget in half. So, but no, that can't happen. And I'm not mad at the caller. He's just like, stop, you know, we need to not forgive Trump, and he's the problem, and he screwed us. Yeah, we know that. But if we can put pressure on him to end the war, that's two separate issues.
Correct. Alex, and you're absolutely right. You splitted the Trump as a, you know, as a position, as the office of president, and his personality. We can criticize, you know, his personality. But with all respect to this position, we need to understand there is still, he as a president can do a lot. And now there is nothing wrong to call him for, you know, hey.
Exactly. Just late. Because he's gone wrong doesn't mean we don't keep engaging him to do the right thing. There's this idea that you just give up and he's bad and that's it. What does that mean? Do five more minutes with us. Follow you on X at Real Victor Boot. I want to jam in Renee, Bart, and Will. Just quick questions for Victor Boot. We're going to come right back to you. Remember, folks, we're listener-supported. We have the very best stainless steel, double gravity filters, highest rated, insane, limited amount in, finally produced. More are on the way. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get yours while you can. And the Spike Protein Blood Detox Cardiovascular Booster Life Force is 50% off right now. Flash sale. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Funding this fight against tyranny. Can't do it without you. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Back in 2 minutes.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Instruction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.